Romeo and Juliet. Once upon a time, there lived in Verona two great families named Montague and Capulet. They were both rich, and I suppose they were as sensible in most things as other rich people. But in one thing they were extremely silly. There was an old, old quarrel between the two families, and instead of making it up like reasonable folks, they made a sort of pet of their quarrel and wouldn't let it die out. So that a Montague wouldn't speak to a Capulet if he met one in the street, nor a Capulet to a Montague, or, if they did speak, it was to say rude and unpleasant things which often ended in a fight. And their relations and servants were just as foolish, so that street fights and duels were always growing out of the Montague and Capulet quarrel. Now Lord Capulet, the head of that family, gave a party, a grand supper and a dance, and he was so hospitable that he said anyone might come, except, of course, the Montagues. But there was a young Montague named Romeo, who very much wanted to be there because Rosaline, the lady he loved, had been asked. This lady had never been at all kind to him, and he had no reason to love her, but the fact was that he wanted to love somebody, and as he hadn't seen the right lady, he was obliged to love the wrong one. So to the Capulet's grand party he came with his friends Mercutio and Benvolio. Old Capulet welcomed him and his two friends very kindly, and young Romeo moved about among the crowd of courtly folk, dressed in their velvets and satins, the men with jewelled sword-hilts and collars, and the ladies with brilliant gems on breast and arms, and stones of price set in their bright girdles. Romeo was in his best too, and though he wore a black mask over his eyes and nose, everyone could see by his mouth and his hair.